It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azure Talon? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
So, YouTube thinks I'm an idiot. YouTube has slowly been increasing its ads on me. And it used to be, you know, you'd just have an ad. And sometimes you could skip it after 5 seconds. Sometimes you couldn't. But most of the time, even the ones you couldn't skip, 30 seconds max. And a lot of them are just like 15 seconds, but you can't skip. Okay, fine. Then we started playing around with two ads. And sometimes you could skip one. Sometimes if you skip the first one, they'd all be gone. But sometimes you had a full length one. And then skip, and you can always tell because the little thing says video will begin after, and then it has a countdown if you're gonna get your video next. If you're gonna get another ad, it said ad ends after, and then the little countdown. So it likes to trick me, but now I'm getting a new one that just says video will begin after ads, plural. And what it means is I'm just getting two full length ads and I can't do shit about it. And I live with it because I am lazy and easily stopped from making an effort. But I didn't want YouTube thinking I don't see them, because I see them. Have I talked to you about Toy Galaxy?
The YouTube channel?
Yes.
I don't think so.
But you're familiar with the YouTube channel?
Yeah, I'm a subscriber to Toy Galaxy.
Me too. It's pretty awesome.
Yep. I mean, I don't watch them all, but I mean, the ones that they have that I'm interested in are really good.
I've been watching enough of them that now it's just throwing all of them at me. And there are very few that I'm not interested in. It's either something that I like was into. I mean, of the actual history ones. Sometimes they have other offshoots that I don't care about, but like the history or something. For those of you who aren't us, Toy Galaxy is a YouTube channel that the main thing it does is it gives you the history of old, mostly I would say cartoons, but it's essentially kids TV shows or action figure lines, or most commonly both together, and it gives you the history of them. And it's very interesting, especially on shows that you just sort of remember vaguely as a child, and then you're like, oh, here's the details, or like why a show seemed really cool but then didn't get many episodes and stuff like that. Azure Talon, if you haven't already found it, check that out. You would love it. You would absolutely love it. Probably,
I mean,
more than
really. Really, it's about toys, and it's only about television because so many television shows were just toy advertising.
Except there are some histories that are for shows that didn't have toy lines.
That's true. That's true.
Not many, I will admit, but there were some. And not many that aren't animated either, but there are a few that aren't animated also.
Yeah, I have to confess that my interest in it is mostly about the TV/film history, but I am interested in toy history too. But if it's not a toy that I know about or that I played with, I'm mostly interested in the TV stuff. Cause even if it's not a TV show that I watched, I'm still interested in that, you know, all of that stuff.
What the mythology was and how, and so much of it is based on, is this something from the late 70s or the 80s or the early 90s, and like how it was received. There's a 4-episode history of Robotech that was amazing. because I thought I knew a lot of like background stuff about Robotech. And I did, you know, that like it was actually three different series that they clumped together into a thing for the US, but no, so much more. I also found out multiple cartoon properties were very popular and very successful. And the only reason they ended was because some other property decided to sue them into oblivion. It's happened multiple times. Because they could. But yeah, it's really fascinating. I originally found it because I was really a big fan of the... Sorry, I think we've got a time lag between here and there.
I was just going to say, the guy that's the presenter is really good. And I think I found out about it because my brother Scott, who is into action figures and stuff, sent me a couple episodes. And then I got interested, like I said, in not just the toy part of it, because that does interest me. But like he did so much stuff about TV production and the business behind it and how the TV was stuff was going and stuff they borrowed from Japan. I mean, all that that stuff behind the scenes was really interesting to me, and the toy stuff too, but the TV stuff really quite a bit.
A lot of it for me is shows that I watched some of, but because of whatever reason, I ended up never watching all of it. And so I'm like, really, because I originally got into it for an episode about Reboot, which was an early CGI show that was kind of cool. And I remember watching it for a while and then it sort of stopped in place. And then I would look into it more, and it had two more seasons, and it went way like dark and mature. And so, like the little kid sidekick grew up and was like this big, tough fighting guy with, I think, an eye patch, and this woman who he multiple times was referred to as his lover in this children's show. Like they were got very serious with this shit. And actually it later spawned a strange live action reboot show that was not very good. So that kind of stuff to me is fascinating. And looking back at, like, I caught a couple of episodes years ago of an old cartoon called Ulysses 31, and they had an episode on it. I'm like, what the heck? I remember this. What was this? I'm one of the only people who seems to remember Kid Video, which I was a huge fan of. So they had the whole thing on that.
Yeah.
So that was pretty neat stuff. And they had a huge Thundercats thing, obviously. But then we got into the copycat versions, no pun intended, made by the same company, the Silverhawks, which I watched a lot, and the Tiger Sharks, which I didn't watch at all, but which was the exact same show. So it's just fascinating stuff. I would highly recommend it to people who would be into that kind of thing, which history tells us some of our listeners are. So check that out.
Yep, it's good.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to... That's supposed to be a W. The Magical Talking Hat Podcast. The only podcast in the world that's not actually a podcast. It is a dramatization based upon actor portrayal. I am Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 519. See, after a while, there's going to be a murder. So this is all the stuff that happened before that.
No, that's... I love that. I like that better than what I was referencing. I like that a lot. No, this is because some car company is pissing me off now. I want to say it's Chevy because they're the ones that had the ordinary people come in and, you know, look at the cars and say all the stuff. Yeah. And I read an article on that finally from somebody who was one of those people. And they weren't lying. They weren't actors. They were real people. What happened is they just offered them all Visa gift cards and they'd just bring in a billion of them and just keep the ones that actually said good stuff. But so some company, and I feel like it's Chevy, but I can't remember, is doing one now where they have somebody come and look at the car and they clip things to their fingers and it will determine they will read their mood and their emotions about the car. And this wall changes colors and patterns based on it. But it says below, dramatization based on actor portrayal, which means it's double fake.
Yeah.
It means we hired a person, said, look at this car with two binder clips hooked to your fingers and act really impressed. And then based on that, we made some CGI bullshit on a fake wall. Like, it is the least useful piece of information you could have. So yeah, I'm kind of annoyed about that. For those of you just joining us, strap in. This is how the show is. We have a hat. It is magical in that it has its own email address. Don't you wish you did? TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. And people, just billions of people listen in and write to that email address, TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com, with little notes, comments, topics, questions, things like that. The hat, all on its own, magically transmogrifies those emails into little note cards, manifest physically within the hat itself, with the hat, the information written on it. I forgot that part. Cartoon focused, I guess, servants draw note cards out of the hat at random, draw them, I said that, read them on the air out loud, talk about them till we're bored, and do that over and over for like an hour, and that's the whole show except the parts that aren't, which is the vast majority of it.
Yeah.
So how's about you?
Sunday was the 51st birthday of a mutual friend of ours. And the reason I'm pointing that out is because the 50th birthday of this mutual friend of ours, I celebrated with them at a restaurant in North Liberty.
Who is this person?
Mick.
Oh, hi Mick, happy birthday.
So a little over a year.
I don't think he listens anymore, but still.
A little over a year ago now, we were at this restaurant in North Liberty. This is the last time.
Tin Roost?
No, the Bluebird Diner, I want to say.
There's a Bluebird in North Liberty?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Anyway, so we were there. This is the last time. That's the last time I've been to a restaurant, you know, since everything happened. So it's now been a year since I've been in a restaurant.
And you won't be back until probably holiday season of this year when you'll get bought breakfast at an IHOP. If you're lucky.
So anyway, so it's not only has it been over a year since I've been in a restaurant, which that's not such a big deal because I didn't really go to restaurants that often anyway. But,
whereas I did minimum twice a week.
We talked about the virus that day. After we celebrated Mick's birthday and a whole bunch of people was there. And afterwards, we were outside standing around his car. I want to say it was his car. We were talking.
And, less than 6 feet it was apart. Brought up.
I don't remember. Yeah. You know, no mask. I mean, nothing was going on yet then. And it was brought up. The virus was brought up as, oh, there's this, you know, people are talking about how this virus is going to be a real problem and cause a pandemic. And there was some skepticism expressed at the time that that would happen. I don't remember who said that. I don't even know what my opinion about it was, except I do remember pointing out that at that time, China had been in the news for having these massive construction projects to build hospitals, right? And it's not unusual for China to have huge construction projects that are for no reason whatsoever except to give people something to do. But because those huge construction projects are for no other reason except to give people something to do, there's no rush on them. These hospitals were definitely being rushed. So that was unusual. That was strange. And I thought at the time that that might be an indication that something serious was going on, but I didn't know how serious. Again, there was a lot of skepticism expressed about what was going to happen. And then, you know, it was then April, like the second Thursday in April was the first time that we podcasted this. So most of our 10th year has been like this, all but three episodes. Plus, our last mystery episode was in February, so it's been over a year since our last mystery episode.
Yep.
So all of, I was thinking about all of that this week, how you know, how strange our 10th year has been as podcasters.
I was absolutely one of those skeptical people because China's had epidemics before.
Yes,
like that's the thing. Remember SARS? Barely. I never knew anybody with SARS. Who the hell cared about SARS? H1N1, avian flu, all this stuff. It was big deals in Asia, but here, no, you know, everyone's, oh my God, somebody had it and they died. Okay. One person in the US, they died in a hospital in a room. We made sure nobody got in there. It's fine. The end. Like, I could not, no one could have convinced me of the slightest fraction of what has happened would happen.
Yeah, it was the hospital.
Even as late as February of 2020.
Yeah, it was the hospital thing that alarmed me because I'd never seen that before. And again, China is famous for big building projects that have no meaning, but this was so weird and so different. I
guarantee you were the only person there who at all has followed China and their building projects ever. You say China is famous for them. You are wrong. China is famous with you. I didn't know any of the shit you just said.
Okay,
obviously China does this. I'm like,
okay. But yeah, I mean, of course, I didn't anticipate what it would be or, you know, how everything would go. I didn't anticipate that at all. But I was a little concerned about it on the 21st of February a year ago.
So you could have saved us all if you just warned us soon enough.
I mean, I guess. But yeah, I've been watching.
One of the worst answers to the question, how's your week been, ever.
I'm just saying. I've also been watching The Muppet Show. I keep trying to interject, which has been fun. I noticed though that it's not. I mean, I like it. For me, it's fine. But if someone were to ask me, should I watch it again? If they're not like me, I think I would probably advise them to take it in little chunks. I don't think it's particularly binge worthy. I think when you binge it, you notice that they recycle the same types of stuff pretty frequently, which again, for me, I don't care. I'm fine with it. I love it. But I think for most people, it might get boring.
It's definitely got a formula. I mean, I intend to watch it, but yeah, I've watched one episode so far and I loved it. And I'll watch another probably this weekend. I was shocked when I watched it. I understand that The Muppet Show is a variety show. Like it's a bunch of puppets doing a variety show. I get that. And I understand that variety shows have certain commonalities. But watching this episode, which was the season one Paul Williams episode, I was like, holy shit, this is just laughing. Like, dead on.
Yeah, kind of.
I was like, they're doing the same bits. They got the news desk bit. They got the dancing bit. Like in Laugh-In, it was a late 60s party scene, but it was the exact same deal. The news desk, like everything about it was dead on Laugh-In. And I'm like, and that's just the one that I know. I'm like, I bet it was also dead on Smothers Brothers and, you know, Brady Bunch Hour or whatever.
I think what they did that I didn't see anybody else doing, and I don't know of anyone else doing, is the backstage drama aspect of it, where you get to see what's going on backstage.
Yeah, you know. I will give you that.
Sometimes, presumably, while some other act is on stage, you don't see that act. You see what's going on with Kermit that, in the dressing room.
They didn't do that in this one, but I do love the bit where they like announce an act and then they do backstage stuff and then they come out just as that act is ending and you didn't see what was going on.
Yeah.
Trish was amazed at the duality of it. Because, like, again, that ballroom dancing scene, she's like, when I was a kid, those were really boring and I didn't like those parts. And this time I'm like, that's the funniest part of the show.
Yeah.
Apparently there are 18 episodes that have that Disney Plus warning that they've put on outdated cultural norms, like they put on Dumbo and other shit.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Just a few little, which I when I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like there's, I mean, as is, the episode I watched had a joke about the telephone pole gag. And it went on throughout the whole show, the telephone, and he was trying to pretend to be a telephone pole and all this because Fozzie was not doing well. And then he gets the costume, he gets out there, and the whole gag is he's dressed as a telephone, and Scooter asks, what's your name? And he says, Mike Ozakowski. And he's like, oh, you must be the telephone pole.
Yep.
Which, I mean, it's not racist per se, but like, I don't think that joke would happen now.
Well, in the Peter Ustinov episode, there's a moment. Okay, so in the Muppet Lab segment of the Peter Ustinov episode, Peter Ustinov is supposed to be a robot, mm-hmm. and he's supposed to be a politician, like a robot politician who's going to be an improved politician.
Oh,
and Bunsen is like switching him to an American politician and a British politician, and there's a point where he's a Chinese politician.
Just
for like a second.
Yeah
It's not good, but that episode doesn't have any warning on it because I guess it wasn't, I mean, it was just for a second and he switched him to something else right away.
Okay.
And it wasn't like really awful. I mean, they're only putting the warning on things like, I guess Johnny Cash sings in front of a Confederate flag or something, so they put it.
Johnny Cash sings in front of a Confederate flag. There's one where there's some Muppets dressed as Native Americans in ways that are weird and shit like that.
Well, in a Bob Hope episode, some
Bob Hope's just one to watch out for.
Some Muppets show up who are supposed to be Japanese pole vaulters or whatever.
Oh no!
And that's kind of tricky, and you know, but you don't, first of all, you don't see those Muppets for very long, and also they don't, it didn't look like they made any effort to, I mean, they just look like regular Muppet. I mean, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing like racial about them, so I'm not even sure why they had to specify them being Japanese, but so yeah, there was no warning in front of that one either, so you know,
maybe that one didn't matter. I don't know. We'll see. And I mean, it is what it is. I certainly wouldn't expect them to not have the episodes. And you know, it can't hurt to put that kind of stuff in there. They're still showing Dumbo. Jesus Christ.
Sure. I think it's the smart move to warn people ahead of time, you know, so that they can decide what they want to do. And so there's some context. I think that's the right thing to do because this is the thing. This stuff happened, right? This was a thing that happened, and it speaks to what people's attitudes were at a particular time. The thing about it is, when you look at, you know, Sesame Street started in 1969, and the Muppet Show started in 1976, in the fall of 1976. And you know, when people look at Sesame Street, even for those first several years before the Muppet Show even existed, it seems pretty progressive in how it portrays people of other races, how it portrays women and things like that. So, I mean, Jim Henson was, I mean, at the time especially, he was considered pretty much a hippie when it came to
this. Oh, very much, very much.
And yet, there are some missteps even in his stuff. So, I mean, this is what it was
and
like.
And stuff that was cool that I still think is cool, but that, like, you know, you couldn't possibly have happen on there. Like folk singer Buffy St. Cloud breastfeeding on camera and explaining it all to Big Bird.
Well, there I'm noticing in season two, because that's as far as we've gotten, is mostly through season two, I think there are some episodes that I've never seen before. I know it's hard to believe, but because here's the thing. I was in second grade when it started, when The Muppet Show started, and I was in sixth grade when it ended. So its whole run was while I was in elementary school. And I probably, you know, if I was home and mom and dad didn't want to watch something else, I watched it. But of course, if I wasn't home or if mom and dad wanted to watch something else, I missed it. So there are probably episodes that I haven't seen.
Yeah, but surely syndication, I mean.
Yeah, there were reruns, you know, in the off season. But again, somehow I must have missed some. Because I'm sure
I haven't watched all of them.
I'm pretty sure there are some I haven't seen.
My favorite thing about it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when I was in junior high, I had a Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem three-ring binder. And I had a Muppet Show lunchbox. Man, I got bullied like you wouldn't believe for those having those things. I didn't really care. But they, my lunchbox, one of the bullies like punched it in. So it was like ruined.
Maybe I had a Muppet Show lunchbox. I think I did. I think I later had a Muppet Babies lunchbox. No, that's the thing. You don't have any shit cartoon branded or children's show branded. And people think of Muppet Show that way when you're in junior high.
Well, I wasn't ashamed of it. I was a weirdo. I didn't care, but the bullies were pretty mean about it, but whatever. I think
they were just jealous.
I didn't know what their problem was, but you know, the Muppet, like I said, the Muppet Show was done by then, but I loved it. And I didn't, what was the big deal? I had a Muppet Show lunchbox and a three-ring binder.
This is going to be tough if you really want to pick apart the reasoning behind junior high school bullies. Because
that
I mean,
was just dumb.
The reasoning behind junior high school bullies is some of the most meaningless random, like it would be the best way to do like chaos theory and random number generation is to just like quiz junior high school bullies on why they do what they do.
Well, I mean, I can't even comprehend. I can't wrap my brain around why they even noticed.
Yeah.
Me.
And what I'm saying is normally you're like, I don't understand why people would do this. I don't know. And we're all trying to explain it to you. You know, that's how things usually work. This is one where we can say, yeah, William, we don't know either. And some of us even were those bullies and we don't know. This is the one time we're like, no, we're all in the same boat with you. It just happens. And we don't know why either. If you'd like to explain to me how junior high school bullying actually has some very obvious, straightforward scientific roots behind it, anybody, but I'm just going to say Jazz, go to the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com, and explain it.
Well, part of my being baffled by it is that it's not that I don't understand that some people like to be mean or whatever else. It's that they could have been spending their time doing something else. I mean, it seemed like they would feel like they were wasting their time on a kid that was just a weirdo who didn't care if he was picked on, really. I mean, I cared about my property being destroyed, I guess. But it's like, even when that happened, I didn't cry. I probably didn't give them anything they wanted sadistically out of that situation. It seemed like every motive that I can ascribe to them, they didn't achieve anything. So,
and again, I'm telling you, we can't explain it to you either.
All right, whatever.
Seventh and eighth grade children are the worst in the world.
Now, the lunchbox I don't have for reasons I just explained, but I still have the three-ring binder. I don't have it in here, but I do have it in the other room. I don't remember what's in it, but yeah, my Dr. Teeth three-ring binder.
All right, enough of this crap.
Sorry.
I'm hesitant to ask, but this is the important question. Did you watch any WandaVision yet?
No.
God damn it. You start watching this week or I will take a shit on your front porch.
Why? What's the big deal?
I will come because it's amazing. I want you to see it.
Okay. I've been watching Krypton. That's pretty
Fuck
good show.
You.
No, that's
Fuck
a good show.
You. You're not watching WandaVision, but you're watching goddamn Krypton. Okay. Friendship over. It is not good.
Sure
it is 100% not good.
I like it.
Yeah, you're it.
Well, probably because it got canceled, but
yeah. Of course you do. The point is, if you say I'm watching Krypton, I'd be like, whatever. But if you say, no, I'm not watching WandaVision, but I'm watching Krypton, I come to your house and I murder you in your sleep. Because that's an affront to humanity.
Mm, at this point, I'm not sure I'd mind that so much.
Mm, I would. There's issues with social distancing. Exactly. So as a favor to me, don't make me kill you.
Mm.
They're not long episodes. Just, I mean, God.
I was interested in seeing Krypton, and I like it. You know what? Out of spite, I'm just going to watch Ghost Rider like over and over and over again.
I mean, I still hate Ghost Rider in principle, but there is so much worse movies since then.
Okay, just tell me about your week. I took too much time already.
I don't remember now. I'm blacked out. Like you said, you weren't watching WandaVision, but you were watching Krypton. We watched the next episode of WandaVision. Really cool. We started watching 30 Monadas. 30 Coins. It is an HBO show that I had heard about. I had read a review and it looked interesting. It's like a horror show involving a small town in Spain and somehow 30 pieces of silver that Judas got. I don't really know yet because we only watched the first episode so far. It's not good. But I think we're going to keep watching. Well, Trish said she could stop or she'd keep watching if I wanted to keep watching. And I want to keep watching because I'm very curious how they're going to handle their mythology. But so far, all of their characters are terrible. Hmm. So we'll have to see how that goes. I think I said before, I'm playing Witcher 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a lot of Witcher 3. I've got about 30 hours into it already. And it's been like a week. I like the game. And in fact, I might be a little obsessed with it. it has a very detailed and vibrant world. And I will say this. If you did not play Witchers 1 and 2, you're probably fine. Just jumping into 3. 3 is a much different and better game. And the only thing you'll be lacking is I guess you won't be as familiar with the world, but plot wise, because I started playing Witcher 3 and I'm like, oh my God, because I only played the first 1.5 of the other games. I'm like, some shit went down that I need to figure out because I cannot understand why we're doing what we're doing. Like it's leading me through the plot, but I'm like, what? And so I looked up a very detailed synopsis of Witchers 1 and 2. Yeah, no, that doesn't tell you anything either. Like suddenly we're just doing other shit and I don't know why, but doesn't matter. They explain it to you pretty quickly that what you're doing and that's fine. And yeah, it's a very detailed world. The problem is it's really dark and depressing. Like everyone in the world is either some monstrous murderer, rapist, exploiter of the poor, eater of children kind of thing, or a downtrodden, barely alive, accepting abuse and ridicule just to barely scrape by surviving, or in some cases magically one character is both of those things. And so it's the gameplay is very fun and it's detailed, but like just yesterday, I believe, I did a quest line that ended with a poor fisherman kissing a evil wraith creature called the Plague Maiden and immediately dying. And that was definitively the good ending for that quest. Like, there were much worse endings. I'm doing one right now. I'm in the middle of it that I looked up because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm not sure which is the good ending. I'm going for the one where the entire village gets wiped out and the lady we were hoping to rescue kills herself and then her husband kills himself, because in this version, a bunch of children are safe. In the other version, the village is fine. The woman still goes insane. Her husband takes her home to take care of her insane ass, and the children get fucking eaten. So, I mean, you tell me which is the good, which is the bad there. But I decided to go with the not eating children one.
Yeah, I mean.
And the thing about this one is, this is a main quest. The one with the dead fisherman was sort of, it was a side quest I didn't need to do. This one is literally to progress the story. So it's really fun, and I'm putting a lot of hours into it. And then afterwards, I have to find something very lighthearted and cheery to, like, watch on TV or something, because Jesus fucking Christ. It's like, somebody's like, what if Game of Thrones, but just way more fucked up?
Yeah, bleak.
Actually, I would imagine it's very similar to Game of Thrones in terms of that level. And yeah, and it's a war-torn environment, so all the shit that goes with that. And your hero is very much the anti-hero. Like, the whole deal is he is theoretically without emotion and doesn't care. And he's almost the definition of mercenary. And so, yeah, it's a weird time. Which makes it all the stranger that the Witcher TV show is really good. And not, like, doesn't make me want to kill myself. I don't know how they did that. But yeah, I am really enjoying this game. Did we see any movies worth speaking of? I finished the 14th Dresden Files, reading it to Trish. So that was good. It's a good one. And the one right after it is probably my favorite in the series so far. So excited for that. Have you seen trailers for the Mauritanian?
No.
Have you heard about it?
No.
It's a movie coming out soon based on the real life stuff about this woman acting as the defense attorney for a guy that they thought was the instigator of 9/11. Mm-hmm. I phrase it that way because I don't know what the guy's name is and I don't know how it ends. So, you know, I don't know. But, and it's Jodie Foster plays the lead and Benedict Cumberbatch is in it, and it looks like it's going to be really impressive. And I'm like, I either really want to see this movie or really don't want to see this movie. And I'm having a hard time figuring out which it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm not happy about that. Because I'm like, if I make the wrong call on this one, it's going to be bad. maybe my week hasn't been that interesting. I feel like there's more to it.
Did I tell you we're watching Krypton? It's good. It's real good. I recommend, and
you have to pay attention to the cape, because the more the cape is gone, the more you're screwing up the timeline, and the more the cape is there, the more you, oh my god, it's like, what if Superman, except we don't have Superman, and also we have time travel like Star Trek does it. That's what Krypton is.
Look, What I, one thing I really don't like about the show, if you need me to mention one thing, is their portrayal of Adam Strange is terrible. I like Adam Strange as a character in the comics, and he's like, they totally throw the character away, in my opinion. And I don't
well,
like
yeah,
that.
He's absolutely used as a plot device and not as a character.
And as a trope and, that he's never used, he's never been that kind of character in the comics before. Yeah.
And full disclosure, the reason I'm saying things about this besides just wanting to be an ass is not because I have seen even a single episode of this show, but because eventually I was curious enough that I went and read the wiki entries for the whole series and was glad I didn't watch it.
I like it. It's got its problems, but it's, you know.
William? Superman is good. Superman is good. Superman is good.
Oh, that's another thing that's kind of a problem with it is, man, the way they talk about Superman, it's like way over the top.
Like Jesus Christ, also very good.
Even Clark wouldn't like the way he's talked about in this show. It's ridiculous. But I mean, there's just so many other good things about it that I just really like it.
I can't believe you had never seen that video. I should have sent that to you a long time ago. It's got Superman stuff in it and Batman stuff in it and Spider-Man stuff in it.
Yeah.
And X-Men good, stuff in it. But
it was a good one.
It gets to the heart of a lot of the shit of why I don't give a crap about Superman, though. Are you watching the new show? It started, I think.
Yes, it did. And we had intended to watch it yesterday, but something prevented us from doing so. And I'm not sure we'll get to it tonight either.
Okay.
But we are going to watch it, you know, when we can get to it. The thing is, we decided, hey, you know what? We can watch CW shows on the app, on our television. We don't have to watch them live or whatever, because it was always kind of inconvenient to do that. So we've decided we just won't watch them live. We'll just wait till they're on the app or whatever. But the app doesn't always work very well. So it's like, well, this isn't that good. But
now,
I mean,
are you using the CW app or CW Seed? Because that is another app that you can watch some CW shit on, and that's free. Because I use that one.
Well, they're both free as far as I know. Are we?
No, one should only be free if you get that channel on your television.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's a CW app, and on that app, there's some CW Seed stuff in it.
Okay.
I don't know.
The app I'm using is called CW Seed, but...
But it's the CW app we're using to watch Krypton, and sometimes it, like, breaks on us while we're watching it.
Krypton's a sci-fi channel show. Why the hell is it on the CW app?
I don't know. It's on the app. We tried to watch Swamp Thing, and we didn't really get into it. The first episode wasn't that good, we didn't think. We might still try to watch it.
It did not last very long, so.
No.
But I really feel like there's more interesting. Should we talk weather? I'm super happy about the weather. I'm losing my mind over the weather.
Yeah, definite thaw going on.
We went on a walk the other day.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
I ran some errands and came back with my window rolled down.
Yeah.
Next week, every day the highs get above 40. So excited.
Yeah.
Hello. Goodbye.
I don't know what that was about.
I heard a door squeak.
Yeah, my door.
Twice. Yeah.
It opened.
Did it do it on its own? Is it like a ghost?
No.
I've been watching so many of those bullshit ghost hunter movies that I love. That I'm really starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel on some of them.
Yeah. I know what
I watched one where in the morning, like it's one of those where they're there for like a few days. So like shit very slowly gets bad. Mm-hmm. But in the morning, one of the guys notices some like genuinely really fucked up shit happening on the cameras overnight involving someone sleepwalking and staring Paranormal Activity style and shit like that, and weird demon faces and stuff. And so he wakes up the guy who is there to show him this. Everybody else comes in and he shows them this. And then the girl who's actually in the video has a freak out and runs off out of the house. Our hero follows her. They have a conversation for like 2 minutes where she calms down. Then a couple of the other cast come out and do that. And then they're like, okay, let's go see the guy. And they go back. And we have this long scene where the remaining guy, the guy who was awake first, the guy who showed them all the footage, wakes up in a different place, comes out and looks at them all and is like, what's going on? What did I miss? And so they take him in to see the video.
Mm.
And what's worse, this guy played by the director.
Oh. Oops.
It's a bad movie. Bad movie. It's called Ghost Witch, if anybody wants to see it. Don't see it, though. It's bad. I don't know why. I mean, I know I always drag my feet a little bit, but now I'm like, I really feel like there was something more interesting happening this week. We finally played Wingspan on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
We loved Wingspan, and you can get it on the Nintendo Switch, and you can play it local. So, like, we played the game, and then we would just have to pass the controller back and forth. Hmm. It's pretty nice. It's a good game. All right, I'm going to draw something out of here because I got nothing. And because William refuses to watch WandaVision.
Did I tell you we're watching Krypton?
And the problem now is it also, I really do think you would like it quite a lot, probably better than a lot of people. But I feel like at this point, you're not going to like it as much as the effort I've put in. So I figure, at best case, you're going to be like, it was all right. It wasn't as cool as you made it out to be. Whereas had I not bugged you on it and somehow you'd seen it, I think you'd love it. But that ship has sailed.
I don't think I'm prone to that, actually. I don't think I'm prone to letting my expectations get set by how insistent a person is that I watch something.
I would have agreed with you until the episode where we talked about Mad Max Fury Road for the entire episode.
Oh, you think that my response to that was based on...
Our entire conversation was, yeah, it was fine, but I don't see it as this giant feminist masterpiece everybody's been talking about.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing, and you pretty much came off as thinking it was pretty shitty because it wasn't what the expectations were.
Oh. I mean, that's one way to look at it, I guess.
I mean, the episode, it really did sound like you kind of trashed the movie. I will admit, you specifically said it was fine, but you really sounded unhappy and disappointed. And I'm worried that's how you're going to sound if you see WandaVision now, because I talked it up so much.
Okay. I mean, I think my opinion about that movie was just that I didn't think it was a very good movie. And also, if I could have gotten anything out of it, it probably would have been some kind of feminist aspect that would have kind of, you know, elevated the material a little bit and made me find something to like about it. But I didn't even find that to like about it. So I didn't feel like I thought it was going to be something and I was disappointed. I just didn't think it was that great a movie overall. Even if I thought that feminist stuff was in there, I would have thought it was some good feminist stuff surrounded by a film that wasn't all that great. But look, I mean, I don't know how much I've ever been into the Mad Max stuff anyway. So it's probably just a matter of personal taste.
I don't know. This doesn't sound like how I thought you were talking about it then, but to verify, I'd have to go back and listen to that episode. You know, I ain't doing that. So,
well, I'm sure that I said quite a bit about, a lot of people did talk about it being of this real big feminist thing, and I just didn't get it. And I think I would have liked to have gotten it. I think I would have enjoyed it more if I had gotten it. I just didn't.
Because of those junior high bullies.
I don't know why. I'm sure someone will explain it to me. I don't know if I'll understand it. But
Well, I mean, I spent an hour doing it, so I don't know. I'm getting
trouble. Exactly. It's going to go right over my head like it, so many other things do.
If you want to harass William into watching WandaVision, get on the blog, magictalkinghat.com. You already heard Azhatalan's obsessed with it.
And Jazz has encouraged me to watch it also. So
at this point, you're just being obstinate.
Look, as I've said, Wanda is the kind of character that Abby would usually like, as far as I know. And when you think about it, Vision is the kind of character that I would normally like. So it's like, well, this might work, but it just hasn't been a high priority. I mean, this Marvel, you know, I don't really care that much about anything Marvel, but everyone's saying it's great. So yeah, maybe we'll watch it.
All right. Well, I got bad news for you. This question's about Marvel.
Okay.
Specifically about Ghost Rider. No, I'm kidding. This is from Dave of Id, and it says, what do you think of Shuri as the next Black Panther in the MCU?
I mean, it's comics accurate as far as I've been told. So it's like, I mean, and even if it wasn't, it's obviously it would be a cool thing, but it also is. So it seems like a smart thing to do. It's tragic, though, that, you know, that Bozeman passed away. It's a terrible thing. But I mean, this is a way that the comic went, and it's, you know, obviously an empowering thing. It would be a fun thing to see. So yeah, it seems like a good idea to me. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first off, I remember this getting tossed around as a possibility right after Bozeman died. I haven't heard anything on it in a while, so I don't know how close it is to actually being something that might happen. Mm. I have heard it also is something that took place in the comics. I mean, everything took place in the comics. Like, the MCU, A, has proven it doesn't feel any need to follow comics continuity, and B, there's so much continuity out there, they could do anything, and there's probably a couple of issues where it happened. I think Letitia Wright's amazing. She had a little bit of a weird misstep where she said some kind of bad anti-vax shit about on Twitter, and the internet drug her for it, but I think that's largely passed, and I still like her. I was disappointed in what she said, but I still like her. It's not like the woman playing Cara Dune on Mandalorian. Holy shit, how did we not talk about that? How are we feeling about that?
How are we feeling about what?
The actress playing Cara Dune has now been fired from Mandalorian and fired from Disney, and all likelihood she was going to be the central character in one of the spinoff series.
Yeah, Hasbro won't make her action figures anymore either.
Yeah. How are we feeling?
I think it's all pretty ridiculous, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it's perfectly ridiculous. And I would say the same.
Elaborate.
What did she do that deserved getting fired and her action figure? I mean, they're not going to stop showing the episodes that she's in from the previous seasons. So why would Hasbro have to stop making her action figures? That's dumb. I don't see any reason. I don't think she did anything to get fired for. I don't know why we're firing people for this kind of thing. And it doesn't matter to me, you know, what they're saying. I mean, to me, it would have to be a lot worse than any of this. I don't know what.
I was going to say, what do you, I'm curious because we're using impersonal pronouns here. What do you think she got fired for specifically?
Well, as I understand it, she got fired for suggesting that the Republicans were being persecuted in a similar way that the Jews were being persecuted in, you know,
during the Holocaust.
In the ramp up to World War II. Before the Holocaust, actually, if I recall, it was like...
Oh, I thought it was during the Holocaust.
Well, it was like, I think she was saying, this is how it started. It started with the Jews were being vilified, you know, by the Nazis. And so people were sort of softened up to accept even greater and greater levels of persecution.
Okay.
That's what she was saying. That's what I recall.
All right.
And it was dumb. I mean, making comparisons like that is so stupid, but a fireable offense? Why?
Well, Disney has not specifically stated why she was let go. And while that does appear to be the last straw, she's also got a major history of a lot of, among other things, major transphobic stuff. Her social media is full of that stuff.
Oh, I heard about one instance where she was making fun of the whole pronoun thing, but then...
Yeah, no, she's loaded with a bunch of stuff. Also a bunch of coronavirus denial stuff. I think, like, well, I'll put it this way. I think I sent it to you. The Mandalorian season 2 honest trailer even talks about the fact that, like, she probably won't be in the show much longer. And it shows like a whole bunch of her social media posts.
Really?
Yes. A lot of people expected this to come at some point and were surprised it did not come sooner.
I only heard of two things. One was the thing about the, you know.
Yeah. And then there was a time where she changed her bio so that her pronouns were beep, boop, beep.
Right. Or something. But then after that, she said that Pedro explained to her what this whole pronoun thing was. And she, I mean, it wasn't much of an apology, but I mean, she didn't, I mean, she kind of sounded like, oh, you know, I didn't really know. Pedro explained it to me, so it's all cool or whatever. It's like, these are the only two things and they fired her for this? I haven't heard of anything else, I guess. I didn't go like looking at her Twitter account or whatever. Yeah.
Well, there's definitely more than two things.
Okay. Well, that's all I heard about.
It's all in the same vein. So... if you don't think those are that bad, then the rest wouldn't.
I think it was inappropriate for her to make fun of that. But then, you know, she said she didn't understand it. So, I mean, can we not have a little bit of charity toward a person who says, hey, I just didn't get it. And then they sort of change their tune. I mean,
if it's an isolated incident. Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, that's what it seemed like to me. But I didn't hear about any of the stuff you're talking about. Yeah. I guess. I mean, maybe, like I said, I've only heard of a couple things, and I don't think I'm being, you know, being too selective about the, like, I'm hearing from places that seem to agree with her being fired. And when they say what she got fired for, all they really mention is the thing about World War II. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's dumb. It was a dumb thing to say, but it didn't seem like a fireable offense. Just that one thing.
Well, this would fit in because her version of being fired is because of cancel culture, which I think she would 100% agree with your explanation of why she was fired.
Well, but I'm just telling you what, like, these aren't even like, I'm not getting this from Fox News or something. This is like, I'll see an AP article about it. And this is what they said she got fired for.
Yes. And I'm saying she would agree with your outlook.
Okay. Well, how come nobody's telling the whole story if it's so much worse than that?
Apparently because they think those two instances are bad enough.
Oh, well, I don't.
I guess. I mean, that's my guess based on what you've told me.
Well, I mean, part of it's probably that I don't really, there's a lot of American news outlets that I totally don't even have, I ignore completely. So there's probably better coverage of it on some, like let's say NewsHour has covered it and they got more deep and watch that probably. Or
they may or may not have. I've seen outlets that I consider fairly thorough only talking about essentially the last tweet. And again, it's all vaguely speculative because Disney didn't say. And it's also, as I said, this is a pattern, but it's not a brand new one. So a lot of things happened that Disney didn't comment on or have an issue with. I will go to my grave believing in this instance and in almost every other instance, Disney, the company, does not give a shit from a moral and ethical perspective. Disney, the company, is doing cost benefit analysis of how many people will boycott us or stop watching our show and how much bad press we will get if we keep them versus what we will lose if we get rid of them. And they apparently decided at the time of that last tweet that that was too far. I believe she also got banned from Twitter after that, but I'm not positive about that one.
So, but you support it is what I'm getting. Is that right?
I didn't say that at all.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
I haven't given any opinion so far. I mean, it's very tricky for me. Based on what I have seen of her social media, I do not like her as a person.
Okay.
I think it is probably, if I try and do the cold-hearted business cost-benefit analysis that I assume Disney did, I think they probably made the right choice. I am very sad. I was very sad originally, though. I loved that character when she first showed up. And shortly after then, I learned what a shithead she was. And it made it so weird when the character would come back. Because it made me very uncomfortable. Because I have a problem with this now. I love the ability to separate the artist from the art. I'm bad at it. And so whenever I would see her, I'd be like, oh, God. But meanwhile, the character has no views on right-wing American politics or transgenderism, I'm betting.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. I gotta admit, the action figure thing does seem a little weird. I mean, I'm not sorry to see the actress go. I'm sorry to see the character go. I really wish we were in a position in show business where we were more comfortable with just recasting parts more often. Soap operas do it all the time. I'm like, just, because part of me's like, whether or not the actress deserved to be fired, don't hurt the character.
Well, I mean,
the character's not to blame.
I'm reticent to think that it's a good idea to fire people based on their views in general. Now, I understand if their views are like super toxic or something. And like you're saying, I don't tend to think Disney cares about anything but their bottom line anyway, whatever. But I guess in this case, I just didn't, you know, the news stuff that I was getting was pretty sparse. So, and it just kept saying things that I didn't think made any sense as far as this is it. This is all your, I just didn't get it. I mean, you know, maybe I
think it's a terrible idea to fire people based on their views, except when you're in businesses where your public persona is largely what your job is. And in that case, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying everybody working in show business and in front of a camera should be aware of it. Technically speaking, you and I, we already don't have jobs, but if we still did, you and I should be prepared for the fact that if we had a company who didn't like what we were saying on this podcast and felt it hurt their business image, would fire us.
Oh,
I'd
sure.
be really shocked because who would tell them we existed, but you know.
I would never want anyone to tell Disney that they couldn't fire her. I mean, that's their right. They can do whatever they want and they can do it based on whatever they want. And certainly, if it's for a business reason, well, that makes sense that they would do that. I'm just saying that, you know, I grew up in a time where actors didn't have Twitter. So
Yeah.
You didn't know how terrible people they were. So you could just go to a movie and you didn't have to worry about it.
100%.
But even if you did hear about them having a bad attitude or being a bad person, you were like, I mean, that's, you know. I go to the movies and I'm just interested in this character. And it just didn't.
People do this whole thing where they talk about cancel culture. And I view it the same way when people talk about the friend zone. What they are talking about happening is happening. The thing they have decided to call it is not real. Cancel culture is not real. It is true that when people say things that piss other people off on the internet, other people get mad and say something about it. And often people jump onto that bandwagon. And if enough people do, it's in the business interest of those people, employers, to get rid of them. That's not cancel culture. That's just people saying shitty things and other people deciding that they think it's shitty. Admittedly, I wish people would jump on it a little less straightforward. Be like, what? They said something terrible? All right, I hate them now. Like, but that's a personal issue with an individual. That's not some terrible phenomenon out to get you.
Well,
that's,
and by
because
the,
people are just bad. The same mechanism by which they hate you because of one tweet is the same mechanism by which they absolutely think you're a hero because you were cool in that one TV show. It's the same thing. The way you got famous is the same way you lose your fame.
And by the way, it's not like that it never happened before Twitter, where an actor or actress, if they did do something that created a huge scandal, that their career didn't tank. I mean, that did happen.
Yes.
I mean, it happened to Robert Downey Jr., you know, years ago. Yes. And a lot of people never thought he would do anything again. And Iron Man kind of saved his career. So it did happen.
Hell, happened to Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And his career is fine now. Damn it. But also, critically, a thing we're missing, and we may be missing it in these examples because it more often happened to actresses. But back in the day, something terrible would happen and it would ruin their career. And it was largely fabricated, or at least the narrative influenced by other people who didn't like them rather than what actually happened. And that is harder to do now because the distance between you and the celebrity is closer. But it does mean people are showing more of them, or at least some are choosing to. There are a lot of people who are really circumspect with their social media or don't even enjoy it at all who are famous. And they do pretty well with that. Yeah. And there's shit you have to account for. James Gunn knows that experience. He had shit that he had to apologize for. And those are things. But, and I do want to bring this up because I brought up the same thing, the friend zone. I want to talk about this real quick, the friend zone. The friend zone is bullshit. The idea that sometimes people don't want to have sex with you, but still want to be friends with you, even if you both are of the respective genders that fall into the category of your sexual orientations for each other, does happen. It's called friendship. The friend zone is not a thing. I mean, people wanting to be friends with you is people wanting to be friends with you. I mean, I don't know how to put this, William, but I've put you in the friend zone a long time ago. And technically speaking, the fact that you're not interested in men shouldn't be a factor. The fact that I am interested in men and have definitely decided that I'm never going to have sex with you is exactly what people are talking about when they talk about the friend zone. You are within the bubble of people that my sexual orientation will allow me to be interested in, and I'm not interested in you. However, I want to be friends. I'm such a bitch.
Okay.
Sorry, that one just annoys the hell out of me. And you know why it annoys the hell out of me? Mm-mm. Because 20, 25, 30 years ago, we didn't have that exact philosophy crystallized yet, but I totally was somebody like that who believed that kind of shit.
Believed what exactly?
In the existence of something like a friend zone.
But you haven't really defined what it is, except a word that people use to label something.
It's an unfair practice where I'm interested in a girl and a girl has just decided that she's never going to have sex with me, no matter what. But she keeps me around as a friend, but she's never going to actually want to be romantic with me, no matter what I do. And that's not fair somehow.
Oh, because there are some unspoken rules about how men and women should interact. And
the basic idea here is if a woman wants to have a platonic relationship with a man, unless she's open to the possibility that it might be sexual later, she's full of shit and she's just using him.
Or
friendship, I guess.
Using him.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a belief, and it's rational, obviously, that she's getting certain emotional things from the relationship without...
Yes, or sometimes physical things.
Sure, but it's like the guy in this situation might have it in his head that, well, or like giving her rides or fixing things around her house, like these are things that men do for sex. So
yeah.
She's supposed to do the sex part while he does the other part, and she's getting something for nothing. Is that kind of what they think?
Yes. And again, the concept of a person using the fact that they know another person has an attraction for them in order to get things, goods and services, while not sharing that attraction and not intending to follow up on that attraction or requite that attraction, does happen.
Yeah.
That is not the same thing as someone you want to fuck just wanting to be friends with you. Hmm. Because, man, I've wanted to fuck a lot of people, and I think very few of them wanted to fuck me. Probably not even the biggest percentage of people who did. They were just really nice. For those of you just listening to the audio, you cannot imagine how uncomfortable William's eyes look right now. It's weird. It's mostly up here. Like, the bottom part of him is not as bad, but from like the bridge of his nose up, it's his face is screaming.
Okay.
But in answer to your question, yeah, I think having Shuri as the new Black Panther would be awesome. And also fucking black female lead of a major blockbuster movie. Yes, please. Definitely. Do it. And Letitia Wright's portrayal of Shuri is awesome. I watched one of those various promo videos for Vanity Fair or what, I don't know, something where stars from a movie answer questions like off the internet or whatever. There's lots of various forms of the, and there was one in which, based on what somebody wrote in, Letitia Wright realized that technically she's a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew her mind, and it was so cool to watch. She's like, oh my god, I am a Disney princess. Like, and you could just see like little childhood thoughts there. Like, that was just mind-blowing her. That was great. But no, I, in general, that, you know, weird potentially anti-vax sentiment aside, I think she's a wonderful person, and I think she's a great actor, and I think her character of Shuri is awesome, and I would love to see that character be Black Panther. And Black Panther is still far and away my favorite MCU movie, so I am excited for a sequel. If you want to explain to us why you like us as friends but don't want to have sex with us, go to the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. Let us down gently, please. We've been through a lot. Are you excited? The Tom and Jerry movie's coming out like tomorrow, I think.
No.
Oh, Trish is a little bit. Trish likes Tom and Jerry.
Good.
I am kind of excited for the Mortal Kombat. What's funny is the trailer comes out and everybody's like, oh my god, this Mortal Kombat might actually be good. And I'm like, no, it won't. I really want to see it. It looks like it's going to be cool, but it's not going to be good. And you know why it's not going to be good? The premise of Mortal Kombat is not a thing that is not dumb. Like you can't do serious story of, yeah, there's this combat thing where people get together and they fight for control of the dimensions, and some of them have metal arms, and some of them are in the sea, and some of them are movie stars. and all, and you all have a birthmark in the shape of a fucking dragon. Like, and one of them is cold, and the other one pulls people with a chain. Like, no, it's badass. I still love the first Mortal Kombat movie. Everybody's like, the old Mortal Kombat movies are shit. I'm like, fuck you. First Mortal Kombat movie is awesome. Not saying it's good. It is awesome. The second one is shit. This one, it's not going to be good. It looks like it's going to be awesome. Maybe more awesome than the other ones. I'm very excited. I'm going to see it. It's not going to be good. Don't toss that word around. That's not right. Because it's being very serious about its interdimensional MMA. Like, it can't be. But it does look really cool, and I'm excited to see it. Tell us your thoughts. Also, write in to themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com so that we can briefly discuss your question, talk about something completely different, and then put a little cap on it at the end. This could be you. All right. Until next week, I don't know. You got a good closer for us?
Nope.
Until next week, thank you to all of those who fucked me, even if you didn't want it.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.